I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, June 8th. There are now 1,220 cases of coronavirus in Quincy. 981 people have recovered, and there have been 121 deaths. Mayor Thomas Koch says the numbers show the smallest increases in new cases since the pandemic hit in early March. The lower numbers also are trending across the state. Quincy City Hall reopens to the public today for the first time since the virus broke out nearly 3 months ago. Visitors will be required to wear face masks and maintain social distancing. Occupancy within the building will also be limited. People are still urged to conduct business online, on the phone, or by mail when possible. And appointments are still needed for the city clerk's office and the planning department at Coddington Hall and the DPW and inspectional services on C Streets. 376 small businesses in Quincy have received a total of $2.5 million in grants to help them recover from the pandemic. The city set aside that money from the Community Development Block Grant federal funds to help small business owners pay rent and mortgages. 90% of businesses that applied for the grants received some assistance. Today and tomorrow would have been graduation ceremonies for the class of 2020 in Quincy before the pandemic hit. Instead, a video tribute will be shown tonight and tomorrow night at 6 p.m. right here on Quincy Access Television. In-person graduation ceremonies will be held at Veterans Memorial Stadium on July 24th at 6 p.m. for North Quincy High School and July 25th at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. for Quincy High School. And Superintendent Rick DeCristofaro will officially declare the class of 2020 has graduated during this Wednesday's school committee meeting. Quincy police are searching for a man who broke into several vehicles parked along Whitwell and Curtis Streets at about 6 a.m. on Friday. Video surveillance shows a suspect described as a white male, about 5'7", last seen wearing black jeans, a black hat, and sneakers. He's described as being unshaven and having crooked teeth. Police did recover a black duffel bag and department store bag containing several items stolen from the vehicles. All of the cars that were broken into were not locked. Instead of the annual Flag Day parade and celebration in Quincy this year, residents are encouraged to participate in a patriotic vehicle parade on Marymount Parkway this coming Sunday. Mayor Thomas Koch says a large American flag will be suspended over the roadway on Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. near Veterans Memorial Stadium, and the public is encouraged to deck out their vehicles in their best red, white, and blue and parade under the flag. Koch says he's disappointed to have to cancel the annual event that his late father founded in 1952, but says he's looking forward to making the 70th anniversary of the event next year the best ever. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, June 8th.